Finally, touch. Imagine you're out there on the sea, it's at night, you're tired, and you're asked to cast this net over to the right side, and as you do, imagine what that must have felt like to grab the net, the wet net, with your hands, and to begin pulling and realizing that it's tight, that it's heavy. You can't even pull it in. Try pulling on it. Can you feel that? There's so many fish in there, you don't have the strength to pull it in. And as Jesus calls out and the beloved disciple reveals it is the Lord, imagine you're Simon Peter, lightly clad, so you tuck in your garments and jump into the sea. What does it feel like to jump off the edge of the boat, almost like you're a child, in the air for a moment, and then the splash of the cold water in the morning? And you feel the water skimming along your body as you swim to the shore. And then as you get to the shore, you feel the dry land, the sea, the rocks, the stones, the coarseness of the earth. And you're cold. But as you approach the fire where Jesus is, you begin to feel warm. You feel the heat of the fire on your skin. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So again, imagine you're Simon Peter, who goes over and drags the net ashore full of 153 large fish. So we're kind of implied Simon Peter is doing this by himself. So imagine you are pulling this net ashore from the water to the dry land with all these fish flapping against you. And even though there were so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus says to them, "Come have breakfast." None of his disciples dare to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realize it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them. Imagine him handing you a piece of this fresh baked bread right off the fire. You're still a little bit cold from the water, but you can feel the warmth from the fire, and now you have this warm piece of bread in your hand. And you put it into your mouth and it feels so good because it's so fresh and warm. And you begin to chew on it. And then he offers you the fish in a like manner. And you take the fresh fish that is cooked and you try a piece of it and it's so good. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. Read the scripture passage now once more to yourself and try to apply all of your senses. And then spend some time in quiet meditation with whatever is most powerful for you, most strong, whatever sense was really the most vivid for you. Because that helps us to realize that this moment is real for us, that we can enter into it. Spend some time in silence now, and then journal your experience.